Next patient is Charles Christian. The last name is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. Charles. Number one, this is the clinical case of an 84-year-old white male that has a single kidney. Period. The right kidney was removed because of renal cell carcinoma. Period. He has a history of CKD stage 4. And he has remained with a serum creatinine of 2.3, a BUN of 28, and a estimated GFR that is 26 mL per minute. And there is a trace of protein in the urine, no activity of the urinary sediment. And the protein creatinine ratio is around 250 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient is feeling well. He watches the diet. He stays away from the salt. And he has remained in the same body weight, period. He says that he's going to go back to exercise. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today, blood pressure reading is 132 over 72. Number three, the patient has mild anemia that is normocytic, normochromic, with normal iron stores. The saturation of iron is 28, the serum iron is 76, period. Following number, the patient remains with a uric acid that is 7.6. He's supposed to stay away from excessive amount of protein in the diet, because that is the main contributory factor for the uric acid. Period. He has atrial fibrillation that is controlled and is treated with the administration of Eliquis. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, treated with the administration of famotidine. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy with a normal urinalysis. The patient is evaluated on periodic basis by Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Period. The patient remains in very stable condition. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.